Hey there, everybody. Franklin Taggart here, and it is Christmas Eve 2022. Time for a virtual coffee break. I've got my coffee. Grab your beverage. Let's chat for just a minute, shall we? Christmas Eve is on my mind, as you might be able to tell by my headgear today. I was thinking back this morning about Christmas Eve when I was a kid, and how keyed up I would get, how excited I would be for the day and for the day after, and all of the different things that were going on. My family had a few traditions on Christmas Eve. One of them would be that we would always have, my granny had a rice pudding recipe, and we would always have rice pudding for dessert. And my mom would hide one little almond in there, and whoever got the almond got a present or a prize. And that is one of the things that we did that I remember quite fondly. Another thing that my sisters and I did, this was when I was a little bit older, but we all kind of fell in love with the show Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas. And the four of us had that thing memorized, and we can still quote from it today. And it's just one of our favorite memories. But one of my real favorite memories is when I was really small, my dad had a book of literature that he had gotten, I think probably when he was in college. And in that book was a copy of the Clement Moore poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." And just before bed, every year, we would have our milk and our Christmas cookies. We'd set out our cookies and milk for Santa and carrots for the reindeer and all the things that kids do. But right before bedtime, my dad would gather us all around the tree, and he would get out his big blue book, and he would get out his big old King James Bible. And the first thing that he would do is read the Bible story of the birth of Christ. I would guess that it was probably the one from Matthew. I don't know. I don't remember that, quite honestly, which version it was. But it was probably the same one that was in A Charlie Brown Christmas. But then he would finish the night with The Night Before Christmas. So this year, for Christmas Eve 2022, I am going to share 'Twas the Night Before Christmas. Hope you enjoy. 'Twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. The children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief, and I in my cap, had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from the bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters, and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below, when what, to my wondering eyes, should appear but a miniature sleigh and 8 tiny reindeer. With a little old driver so lively and quick, I knew in a moment it must be St. Nick. More rapid than eagles, his coursers they came, and he whistled and shouted and called them by name. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on Donner and Blitzen, to the top of the porch, to the top of the wall, now dash away, dash away, dash away all. As dry leaves that before the wild hurricane fly, when they meet with an obstacle, mount to the sky, so up to the housetop the coursers they flew, with the sleigh full of toys, and St. Nicholas too. And then in a twinkling I heard on the roof the prancing and pawing of each little hoof. As I drew in my hand and was turning around, down the chimney St. Nicholas came with a bound. He was dressed all in fur from his head to his foot, and his clothes were all tarnished with ashes and soot, a bundle of toys he had flung on his back, and he looked like a peddler just opening his pack. His eyes, how they twinkled, his dimples, how merry, his cheeks were like roses, his nose like a cherry, His droll little mouth was drawn up like a bow, and the beard of his chin was as white as the snow. The stump of a pipe he held tight in his teeth, and the smoke it encircled his head like a wreath. He had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. He was chubby and plump, a right jolly old elf, and I laughed when I saw him in spite of myself. A wink of his eye and a twist of his head soon gave me to know I had nothing to dread. He spoke not a word, but went straight to his work and filled all the stockings, then turned with a jerk and laying his finger aside of his nose, and giving a nod, up the chimney he rose. He sprang to his sleigh, to his team gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard him exclaim, ere he drove out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night." I wish you all a very happy holiday and a Merry Christmas. And I'm about ready to go get cleaned up, and my family and I are going to go out for the Feast of Seven Fishes. We do our own Feast of Seven Fishes at the Bonefish Grill here in Loveland. But we are really excited about Christmas 2022. Thanks for listening, as always. And I'll be back tomorrow with another coffee break. So long.